T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Star 94.1.
Tattoos are on the table for the Jeff and Jen show this morning. They can be beautiful and painful, even mystical, but they are forever. One member of the Jeff and Jen show family is about to get a humongous one. So we are asking you right now to tell us about the tattoo that you regret and how quickly you regretted it. You want to admit that, our number is 404-263-0941.
That's how we support our coworkers here at this show, by wrapping them in a warm hug of what could go wrong.
But it's forever. You need all the warnings, because it is forever.
Jen Show. You're on my heart just like a
tattoo. We got to talk tattoos because somebody in the Jeff and Jen Show family is about to make a lifetime decision to get a humongous tattoo. So we're leaning on you for the tattoos that you got, regret, and then maybe how quickly you regretted it.
Kelly Cheese went to Asheville a couple weekends ago, and there's a henna parlor there.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly goes in and gets a henna sleeve all the way from, like, literally from her finger, the bottom of her fingers, all the way up to her shoulder in henna, which is basically a tattoo that lasts for a week and a half.
Yep, and it is beautiful. It is so beautiful,
it's
and
beautiful
I want it there
if you like
forever.
Having Georgia clay smudged in your arm. That's
so
what
did you test run this design because it's something you want to get forever?
Well, I have a sleeve that I want from on my right arm, and it's a floral design that my brother drew, and it is just one of my favorite. It's a lot of my grandmother's favorite flowers. She was a gardener. And I went in and I showed her a little bit of the drawing, and I just said, hey, from there, I just kind of want you to freehand it. So it was really neat to see her, like, mind working and it going from her mind into the ink and onto my arm. It was just such a cool experience, and it looks so neat. I mean, it's fading now, but that's the only part I hate about it, is that it's fading.
So it's a cool experience when you know it's not forever. There's much more on the line when you know you're going to be hearing this. And that forever you're going to look down at your arm and see someone's art. You know?
But that's cool.
404-263-0941. If you want to tell Kelly that it's not cool. Jamie in Cartersville, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What'd you get on your body that you wish you didn't?
I have my husband's initials on my wrist. My ex-husband's initials on my wrist.
Okay, so obviously now you're divorced and you need to find a man with those initials, or you need to get that removed.
Yeah, I'm planning on getting it covered up, but what they want to cover it up with is so big to hide it that it makes it just obnoxious.
Yeah, because sometimes you can beautifully turn one thing into something else and you would never know that it was originally something, you know, it was originally those initials, but sounds like it was pretty big. So, okay. So nobody's initials, Kelly G's, are going to be in your design.
No, not at all.
And it's your brother's artwork, and he's always going to be your brother. He's always going to be your first kiss. So,
but my brother drew it, and it does have a sentimental value to me because it's a lot of my grandmother's favorite flowers, and my brother's a horticulturist, so he works with flowers now, too. And
okay, so these two people in your life, they will never change position in your life. Like, mm-hmm. She'll always be your grandma, he'll always be your brother. I think we're going down a good track here so far.
Brittany in Douglasville, tell Kelly Cheese about the tattoo you regret.
So the first tattoo that I ever got, I went in, I wanted my zodiac sign. I am a Cancer, so it's kind of like a upside down 6 and 9. And the guy didn't even stencil it, and he just went to freehanding it on my lower back. And when he was done, I turned around and looked in the mirror, and he literally just wrote 69
on your
my lower back.
You have a six. You have a, yes. You have a, hold on. Stop. You have Brittany. You currently are a human. You are a female human adult person alive in this world today with a 69 tramp stamp.
No, I went and got it like connected, so it looks more like a yin yang now. But I was still, it was horrible. It was the worst.
Yeah, right, so that's an understatement right there.
The worst. Brittany, what's your advice for Kelly Cheese?
Just make sure that they stencil it out and put it on you, and you know what you're getting before they do it.
That's why I did the henna. Definitely. I thought to myself, if I get this and it's too much, and like the, I've got three peonies on my arm, which are very romantic, and good flowers to actually get tattooed. They're pretty common. And I thought to myself, if I see this on my arm and I hate it, that's perfect because it's temporary. I love it. I've been looking at my arm more than I've been looking at anything these past few days. I posted pictures on Instagram so many times, I had to stop.
I'm annoying myself with my posts.
I'm obsessed.
Jonathan, Petrie City, tell Kelly Cheese about the tattoo regret that you have.
I have an upside-down pineapple tattooed on my ankle.
An upside-down pineapple?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a symbolism? Is that a SpongeBob thing, or is that a...
In my town of Peachtree City, it's rumored that we have a community of swingers.
I was going to say, and that's what I heard.
And the way that they identify themselves is having an upside-down pineapple in their shopping cart. So one of our good friends, we suspected that his parents were swingers. So me and, like, seven of my buddies all got the tattoo. And then on 4th of July, it got brought up by his mom at a party and proceeded to engage in some of the most awkward dialogue that I'd ever had in my entire life.
You know, you could have just put an upside-down pineapple in your grocery cart. You didn't,
right?
You didn't have to have it permanently aimed down to your ankle.
Yeah. Yep, whatever, you know what I mean?
All right, the calls are still coming in. Share your ink mistake and serve as a warning for Kelly Cheese. 404-263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Tattoos are one of the biggest decisions you can ever make in your life. They're beautiful, they're mystical, painful, and they're forever. So let your tattoo serve as a warning for Kelly Cheese, who's about to get a huge one. 404-263-0941 is our number if you would like to admit the tattoo that you regret and how quickly you regretted it.
Jennifer and Cumming, what you got?
Hey, I actually made a spur-of-the-moment decision on my 20th birthday to get a tattoo of the outline of the Little Mermaid on my ankle, which actually had sentimental value to me. But ever since I got it, people were just asking me, is that a dolphin on your ankle? They couldn't really tell what it was. And it was just so much that I actually began to not like it. So I ended up getting it covered up. My one advice to Kelly would be to just make sure that it's something she really wants, because I really didn't think about it enough.
All these
and
people,
I do regret that.
Everybody calling up with the things that they regret are like they're all tiny little tattoos, like on their ankle or on their wrist. There's something like that, and you're getting a sleeve.
Yeah, a full sleeve. And it's going to be beautiful.
Mary and Marietta.
My boyfriend, I don't have a tattoo, but my boyfriend does. And he got one that was of a dragon, or the Chinese symbol of the dragon, he thought.
So
when he went to a Chinese restaurant, they were like, oh, no, that's the Chinese symbol for a turtle. So now his nickname is Turtle. Because
what if it's one of those vicious fire-breathing turtles? Maybe, you know. Oh, my God. Oh,
like, I'm going to be fierce. I'm rising up like the phoenix. Nobody, that's a turtle.
Nope, you're just crossing the road to try to get to the pond without getting hit by a car. That's all you're doing. So, Kelly, so far you seem pretty safe because you have any Chinese symbols. There's no romance link to your tattoo.
No.
You're
thinking it out. All right. Michael in Atlanta, what was the tattoo that you got?
So, I have a squirrel reaching for my man parts. And the idea behind that was, well, squirrels like nuts, right? So, the man part and the squirrel kind of fixed it together. And I woke up one morning and there it was.
Like, did you go out drinking with your buddies or something? And
yeah, it was spring break a while back.
Yeah, well, there, right there, is a case for not drinking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just curious. Where is like? Is it on your leg or is it on your? Where is it?
It's right up on my upper inner thigh.
Oh my God!
Right leg, left leg. Just wondering.
And it's like, you know, it's like the squirrel from Ice Age kind of reaching up.
Oh, no. No, no.
So,
yeah.
No, no.
So when it gets to that time, do you just shut the lights off completely or do you explain it beforehand?
It depends on if they see it beforehand or not. Sometimes I have to go into an explanation. Sometimes I can sneak away clean free.
You're definitely going to be on a ghost hunting one of these days where you're going to call up and she's gonna say, the next morning I woke up and he came out of the shower and he has a tattoo of a squirrel on his inner thigh and I can never see him again. Rachel, welcome to the show.
So my husband wanted to get the tree of life on his back. And they convinced him it was a large canvas, so he should use his whole back. So they sketched it out. He didn't regret the picture. He really enjoyed it until about a month later when his back started itching and burning, and he realized he was allergic to the blue ink.
How long does that...
The whole thing is blue.
Does he have to get it removed, or is he still itching?
It's too big. He cannot get it removed.
So is he going to spend the rest of his life itching?
Yeah, he has to put lotions on it. It breaks out. He gets, like, red bumps in it.
Oh.
Anytime he goes to, like, the pool, the chlorine makes it worse. So it doesn't itch him after, like, a year. It stopped itching every day, and it kind of subsided. But he still gets red bumps in it, and...
Well, at least it's on his back and not the place where the squirrel guy was.
Yeah.
The red bumps there are not good.
Oh, but you know, when you get an itch on your back, you can't reach it.
Yeah.
You'll do anything possible. You'll rub up and down on a total stranger to reach that itch.
These calls won't stop,
Dear
you
God,
guys.
That's torture. Kelly, don't do it. What if your arm itches forever?
Look, you can tell me about a squirrel in an inappropriate place, an itchy, allergic back. I am...
Samantha,
you're not changing my mind.
In Lawrenceville, the tattoo you regret.
I regret it. I got it 2 years ago when I was in high school, and it was in a basement. And it says persevere, and it's really tiny. And now it just looks like a little scribble on my rib cage. I didn't tell my parents, and they were really angry. And I still haven't told them I regret it.
So they think you love it because you can't admit to them that they're right.
Yeah, I can't admit to them, and I never will.
Amber in Conyers, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. I have two butterflies as a tramp stamp, and the lady was like, can I do some extra work? And I was like, sure. She ended up putting smoke and, like, kind of a mist around it, and it looks like I'm farting butterflies. Big regret.
And with that, we end this segment.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.